Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together this morning's learning. Friday morning here in Eretz Yisrael. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Moed Katan daf Beis. We begin Maseches Moed Katan. Mazel Tov to everybody on finishing Maseches Megillah, and we launch right into Maseches Moed Katan. Maseches Moed Katan deals with three primary topics. Malacha on Chol HaMoed, what malacha is permissible on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed on the one hand is called a yontif, on the other hand we have a drasha that there's less of an Isra malacha on Chol HaMoed. We have a pasuk, Sheshes Yom Toch HaMatzos of a Yom HaShvi Yetzeres Hashem Elokecha, Lo Sa'as HaMalacha. The Gemara compares the 6 days to the seventh day, which is yontif, just like yontif is Aser Basiyas Malacha, so to the other 6 days is Aser. However, we have another pasuk, that says that there's no Issa Malacha. So the pasuk says Vayom Hashvi Atzeres, that the seventh day is different. So the Gemara darshins that some malachas yes, some malachas no. We don't know exactly which ones. So therefore, Lo Masara Kasev El Chachamim, the rabbis came up with the formula for which malachas are permissible on Chol HaMoed, and which are forbidden. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the Masechta talks about malach on Chol HaMoed as well as the laws of Avelus. And the laws of Nidui, of being put in Cherem also. In terms of various categories of Malacha that we're going to be learning about that are permitted on Chol HaMoed, the categories are Davar HaAvud, if there's something that, if you're going to lose money, Tzorach HaMoed, if there's something necessary for Yontif, Tzorach HaRabim, something we're going to learn already in today's daf about something needed by the public, Tzorach HaMitzvah, and various other variations and permutations within those categories. Let's begin at the beginning. Let's begin the Mishnah. Another thing that is aser, aside from the malachas that are aser and Chol HaMoed, there's also an iser to do in public anything that has tircha yisera, and they're not for the purpose of yantif. Because the idea is you want to rejoice in yantif and not have to do things that are not joyous. So if somebody has a big tircha, the Chachamim said you shouldn't do. And it's also considered to be a zilzal. That's embarrassing the yantif. It's not treating the yantif with a proper respect. If you do something that's a lot of tircha, and even a davar ha'avod, if you're going to lose money, if it has a big tircha, also it's not permissible. So the Mishnah is going to speak about this. Says the Mishnah, Mashkin beis hashalchin b'moed, Uvashvius. It is permissible to water Beis HaShalchin. Water Beis HaShalchin. Beis HaShalchin is as opposed to Beis HaBal. Beis HaShalchin is a field that it's not enough. It doesn't only have irrigation water. You need to always irrigate it. It doesn't just grow on rainwater. You need to irrigate it and pour water into it and add. So if you're going to add, so this is considered to be a davar ha'avod. It's something that you're going to lose money if you don't do it because you need to water it. So mashkin beis hashalchin b'moed, your b'moed means on Chol HaMoed, uva shvius, and you're also allowed to do this during the Shemitah year. The Gemara is going to explain what the issue here is, but on during the Shemitah year, also you're not supposed to do work the land. However, this Beis HaShalchin is not considered to be working the land. The Gemara later on is going to explain exactly what the issue is in today's daf. Now, Tosus later on writes in the name of Rashi that Shemitah is not only mutter to water a Beis HaShalchin, it's even mutter to water a Beis HaBal, a field that just all it needs is rainwater, but you want to make it grow a little better, so you want to irrigate it a little better, so Tosis holds you're allowed to do that also. And some of the other, the Talmud of Rimi Pariz also agrees to that. So the fact that the Mishnah says Beis HaShalchin, that's really referring only to Chol HaMoed, that it's mutter to water a field that needs you to add water to it. It does not exist on rainwater alone, but not a Beis HaBal. Tosus says that way as well. However, the Ritva holds that no, even in Shemitah, it is only permissible to water a Beis HaShalchin and not a Beis HaBal. So that's machlokas between Tosus and the Ritva. Let's continue. So the mission says, Mashkin Beis HaShalchin B'moed Uvashvius, Bein Mimayan Sheyatza B'tchila, whether it is from a brand new irrigation ditch that you are opening up into this field, it's just starting now to come, it's a brand new irrigation channel, Bein Mimayan Sheyatza B'tchila, or even from an irrigation channel that's been around for a long time, you're allowed to use the water from that to water your field. However, you are not allowed to use, let's say, a reservoir that you have in one place or a deep pit that's filled with rainwater, because that, in order to schlep the water from there and bring it out to the field, that is a tircha yuseira, and a tircha yuseira is usur on Chol HaMoed, even for a Beis HaShalchin where you're going to lose money because it's not going to be well irrigated, but tircha yuseira is not mutter even for a davar avod on Chol HaMoed, as we stated in the introduction. Ve'ein osin ugios l'kfanim. You're not allowed to dig ditches around the vines in order that the ditches should be filled with water, because again, that digging is considered to be a tircha yuseira. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ein osin es ha'ama batchila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you're not allowed to dig an irrigation ditch that brings water from one, from a pit to the field. You're not allowed to dig an irrigation ditch, but chila b'moed on Chol HaMoed, because that's a big tercha. And ubashvius, you're not allowed to dig. You're not allowed to do this on shmita as well. To dig a ditch. V'chachamim omrim, osin es ama b'tchila b'shvius, umetakin es ama klos b'moed. The chachamim disagree. They say that you are allowed to dig a ditch on shmita. It's not considered to be malacha that's usher in Shemitah, umisakin as a mekakalas moed. And on Chol HaMoed, if you have a ditch, that dirt fell into it, you're allowed to fix the ditch if the ditch was existing. You're not allowed to dig one lechatchila, but if one already existed, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. Because that's not such a big tercha. To dig it lechatchila is a big tercha, but just to fix one that some dirt fell into it and it's blocking up the flow of water, that's okay. In Kal Vachomer, you're allowed to do it on the Shemitah year. However, even the Chachamim agree you're not allowed to dig one lechatchila because that has Tercha Yisera. Masakin is Kekuli Amayim Shabisha Sarabim. Now, they used to have these pits filled with water for drinking water. Now, sometimes fertilizer or garbage would get into these from the Rishas Sarabim. Would get into these water pits and it would ruin the drinking water. So if holes develop in the ditch and like garbage is coming in, you're allowed to stop up the holes to protect the water. V'chotetinosan, you're also allowed to clean the water by getting the dirt out of it on Chol HaMoed. U'misaknin es hadrachim, let's say if the streets have a lot of garbage in them, there's a lot of rainwater, they got muddy. That's our chovos, where they used to sell, you know, different kinds of streets. These are the rechovos are the areas in the city that they would, the wide open areas that they would have the market. V'es mikvos hamayim, and the mikvahs that they don't have 40 sas, so you have to fix them. V'osim, because the dirt's getting into them. V'osim called tzarchei harabim. All of these things are tzorech rabim, and we learned earlier that tzorech rabim is permissible on Chol HaMoed. Umitzainin is hakvaros. You're even allowed to, let's say, there's a freshly dug grave, and you want to put a headstone on it so people know that not to go there if you're tahar. So you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed as well. V'yotzin af ala kalayim, and you're allowed to. The shluchei bezdin are allowed to leave on Chol HaMoed, even to check the fields to see if there was a kelayim planted there. Says the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah had said, whether it's a new irrigation ditch or an old irrigation ditch, that if it's a Beis HaShalchin, you are allowed to irrigate a field that needs extra water on Chol HaMoed, because it's a davar ha'avod. So the Mishnah had said you're allowed to use a new one or an old one. So the Gemara says hashda yesh lomar mimayin shiyatza b'tchila da'asi lichlin pule. you're telling me that you're allowed to use a brand new water irrigation ditch where there's a chashash, since it's brand new. We're afraid maybe that the dirt that's around the karka is going to fall into it. It's mamish brand new, so we're afraid that stuff might fall in, and it'll end up being a tircha. And so we say that you're allowed to. So mashkin, you're allowed to irrigate from that. So mimayin shelo yatzu b'tchilat d'lo'os and pulim mibayi. So a well-established irrigation dish that's been around for a long time, and we're not worried that the dirt's going to fall into it. Does the Mishnah have to state that? Isn't it obvious? No, you need it. Because itana ma'ayon. If it only stated a ma'ayon sheyatzu b'tchilat, a brand new one, habamina. Hacha, by a brand new irrigation ditch, who the Beis HaShachin in Beis HaBaalo. That's where Beis HaShachin is permitted and the Beis HaBaal is not. Mishum da'asi lin pule, because we're afraid new dirt, since it's brand new dirt is going to fall in. Avamayin shelo yotza b'tchila, but a well-established mayan. The lowest lin pule is no reason to worry about anything. Ema afilu Beis HaBaal nami. You might have thought on Cholomoid, you're even allowed to, there's no chashash at all, so you're even allowed to do it. Not only in a Beis HaShalchin, even in a Beis HaBaal, that just to make it a little better, even though it doesn't need the extra water. So you might think even a Beis HaBaal that doesn't need the extra water, you're allowed to irrigate that on Chol HaMoed. Emafi Beis Nami Kamash Malon, that no. Loshna Mayan Sheyatzu B'Tchila, Loshna Mayan Shelo Yatzu B'Tchila, whether it's a new irrigation ditch or an old one, either way, Beis HaShalchin in, Beis HaBaal lo. It's only permissible in a Dabra Avod, in a field that needs the extra water, and if you don't give the extra water, it's going to not produce crops appropriately, crops, Beis HaBaal lo. But a field that exists on rainwater, that you're not allowed to do. What's the reason for that? Because only a Dabra Avod is permissible on Chol HaMoed, even if there is no chashash that it's going to come l'day tircha yisera. So work on a Beis HaBaal is not a Dabra Avod. You're not going to lose any money. It could just exist on rainwater, so therefore you're not allowed to irrigate at all, even from a well-established irrigation ditch. Says the Gemara, "My mashma dahai beis hashalchin lishna detzachusahu." How do we know that beis hashalchin is the right language for a field that's thirsty, that needs extra water? Dichsev pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, va'ata oyef v'yogea by Amalek. And the Targum says, "Vat mishalche v'loi." So Oyef, tired and thirsty, is mishalche. So you see, a Beis HaShalchin is a thirsty field. My mashma, Dai Beis HaBaal lishon de miyasfu suhi. How do you know Beis HaBaal means that it's well established and it doesn't need rain? It exists only on rainwater. It doesn't need extra water. Dechsev, pasukin Yishayo. Ki yival bochor besula. If a man should have relations with a woman, umetagamin. And the Targum says, Are kama demitosev ulam im besulta yisyasvan begavech begayech. That when a woman is comfortable with a man, that's the way the Targum says it. That yival baal has to do with, you know, being established, being comfortable with her husband, or the husband's comfortable with the wife. So it means this is a comfortable field that it's already fully irrigated, it's already fully developed. And therefore, that's why a field that is comfortable with the rainwater, so it's called a Beis HaBaal. Says the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah that on Chol HaMoed, it's permissible only to water a Beis HaShalchin and not a Beis HaBaal. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Dipseida in Harvachalo. Who's the author of our Mishnah that says, only when you're going to lose money, Beis HaShalchin, you're allowed to water. But if it's just to do some extra irrigating, to do it a little better, you're not going to lose. That you're not allowed to do. Vafilu b'makom pseida. Mitrich nami lo tarchinon. And furthermore, our Mishnah holds that even if you're going to lose money, but a tircha you're not allowed to do. Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. This is the opinion of Elazar Yaakov. It's not Elazar ben Yaakov. Omer Moshchin es Hamayim Meilan LeIlan on Chol HaMoed. Let's say you have water under one tree. You're allowed to make a small little channel to divert the water from one tree to the other tree. It's not, because if you don't do it, you're going to lose the tree. So it's like a Beis HaShalchen. But since it's a Beis HaBaal, you're not allowed to irrigate the rest of the field, only from tree to tree. So he says, Beis HaBaal you can't do, because that's just to do extra watering. Okay, but that's only one of the laws in the Mishnah, says the Gemara. No. Yes, you can learn from Rabbi Elazar that you can't do it for a Beis HaBaal, but Tircha b'makom seder mishamaslim. What about the other half of what we said? That you're not allowed to do a Tircha even to a Beis HaShalchen. Where do you see that? Elam Rav Papa. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya. Mayana yotze b'tchila. If you have a brand new ditch, mashkin mimeno afilu stay Beis HaBaal. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, since it's, if it's a new ditch, he says you're allowed to even water a Beis HaBaal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No. Ein mashkin el stei Beis HaShalchen. Shecharva. Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to use a new irrigation source for a Beis HaShalchen because you're going to lose money. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Lokach v'Lokach. No, you're not allowed to do either one. You're not allowed to do a Beis HaShalchen, whether it got destroyed or not destroyed. Yes, okay, no, Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda also added another thing. Aside from being machmir, to not using a new irrigation ditch for a Beis HaBaal, he has another chumra, even in a Beis HaShalchen, lo yifna adam amas hamayim. You're not allowed to take an existing irrigation ditch and completely divert it to your garden, the Ashka Luginoso, and divert it to your garden, Ulukhorbaso. Becholo Shalmoi, because that has a lot of tercha. Says the Gemara, my charva. What when we say a Beis HaShalchen that was destroyed, what do we mean? Ile mi charva mamish, it's totally destroyed. Lomali the mashli, you don't need to water it. A rabbi, shecharva mi mayan zev yatzal la mayan acher. No, it means one water source was destroyed and another water source is coming in. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah omer lokach v'lokach lo shna charav mayana. It doesn't make a difference whether the original water source dried up. Veloshna lochar mayana, or the original source didn't dry up. Mayan shiatsu b'tchila lo. If it's a new irrigation ditch, you're not allowed to use it. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, umemai. How do you know that? How do you know it's Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma ad kan lokar Rabbi Yehuda beis hashalchen in. Beis HaBaal, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only permitted watering a Beis HaShalchen, not a Beis HaBaal, Ella Mayan Shiatza B'tchila. Maybe he only held that by a new water source. That's all it says. Dilma Asi Lin Puli, because by a new water source, we're afraid that dirt might fall in from the sides. Since it's brand new, we're afraid it's not going to be well established, and dirt's going to come in, and you're going to come to me Misakin in on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. Avo Mayan Shalo Yatza B'tchila, but if it's a well-established one, the lo asilin puli, we're not worried anything's going to fall on a field. Beis HaBaal nami. Maybe he doesn't hold like our Mishnah. Maybe he holds that even a Beis HaBaal is okay. Says Gemara, no. Im kain, maslis naman teramye. No, but then we have nobody to say that our Mishnah is. So we'd rather say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda really agrees that you can only do a Beis HaShalchen and not a Beis HaBaal by a Mayan, even by a well-established irrigation ditch. Ella, the Gemara says, you're forced to say the Rabbi Yehuda, lo shna mayin shatz b'tchila, lo shna mayin shatz lola yatz b'tchila. It makes no difference between whether it's a new irrigation ditch or a well-established one, either one, Beis HaShalchen in, only a dover of it, a field that needs extra water, you're allowed to, Beis HaBaal lo, but a field that exists only on rainwater, you're not allowed to irrigate it. V'hai divtani mayin shatz b'tchila. But the reason why the Brisa only mentioned a new irrigation ditch, to tell you that Rabbi Meir is even lenient by that. He's lenient. To show you how lenient Rabbi Meir is. But really, Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes. Really, Rabbi Yehuda does not distinguish between a new irrigation ditch and an old one. Both of them are mutter only for a Beis HaShalchen and not for a Beis HaBaal. Let's continue. Now, we know that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos. There are avos and there are toldos. So plowing and planting are avos. And the Gemara is going to discuss weeding, taking the weeds out to help the thing grow. Or what about watering? So these are going to be a tolda of plowing or a tolda of planting. Itmar, hamenachesh, if you take out the bad grass, like the weeds, so that the grass should grow better, v'amashkemayim lezroim, or you water a field, b'shabbos, b'shamayim asrinin bay, what hasra, what warning should you give? Because you have to tell them what malacha is. So Rabba Amar Mishem Chorish. So Tosfos says over here, look in Mishamayim Asrinan, third Tosfos on the page, that you only get malchus or killed, skila, if they warn you what exactly the isra is. So you have to know what av malacha it is. So Rabba says Mishem Chorish, that weeding the field and watering it softens the field, so it's like plowing. For Rav Yosef Amar, Mishum Zoreha. No, it's planting. Amar Rabba. Kavasi Didim Istabra. Madag Shachosh the Puyara, just like plowing and softening the ground. Hainamin Puyara. So weeding it or watering it softens the ground. So it's plowing. Amar Rav Yosef, Kavasi Didim Istabra. No, my opinion is more logical. Madag Shachosh the Smuche Pera. Zoreha is to help something grow. Sahachanami Matzmach Pera. Here too, it's going to help the stuff grow, so it's planting. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba l'didach kasha u'l'Rav Yosef kasha. There's kasha on both of you, Abaye said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef and to Rabba. L'didach kasha. Mishum choreshin, mishum zorei. Lo, why are you saying only plowing? What about planting? Rav Yosef kasha, mishum zorei, mishum choresh. Lo, what about plowing? If you're violating two malachas, you only have one. It's not true. If a person is pruning a tree to make it grow better, and he also wants the firewood, one is helping it grow, and one is harvesting. Says the Gemara, Kashya, you're right. That is a question. Tosfos doesn't like the Girsa of Kasha because you could just say it's a machlokas. Rav Kahana is not a Tana, so maybe they argue. The Ritva writes that Rashi has the Girsa of Kasha. The Ritva says it's not a Tiyufta because Rabba holds Ein Chilik Malachos Liyantiv. If you do two Malachos, b'mezid, you don't get two Malkas. And therefore, even if you do two different malachas, one action that you can be chayav on two malachas, you don't get two malchas. So maybe Rav Yosef holds that way. And therefore, Menachesh and Mashke is only chayav one malacha. But they both agree to Rav Kahana that by Shabbos there is chiluk malachas. So Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim would be chayav too. So says the Ritva. Aseve Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asked against Rabba, Hamanachesh, if you're weeding a field, taking out the bad weeds, the bad grass, so that it should grow better, v'amechape l'kilayim, if you throw dirt on kilayim, loka, you get lashes, because it's like you're planting kilayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer af hamikayim. Even if you just see it and you let it continue to grow and you don't uproot it, you get lashes. Bishlama lididi da'amina misham zoreya hainu di'isura asir azriya b'kilayim. I hold that weeding is planting, so that's why it's also by kilayim. El lididach, but according to you, da'amis misham choresh, that weeding is plowing, charishi b'kilayim mi'asira, there's no isra to plow kilayim. Amalei, no, misham mekayim. Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, even though weeding is plowing, and there's no plowing by kilayim, but it is considered to be mekayim kilayim. I have amitani sefer b'kiv omar afa mekayim mechlal the tana kama lamishim mekayim. Says Mar kula Rabbi Akiva. It's all Rabbi Akiva. Ma tam menachesh mechabe b'kilayim loka. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold that weeding or covering it over by kilayim is loka? Mishum mekayim. Rabbi Akiva omar. Rabbi Akiva holds afa mekayim. Right, that if you're just mekayim kalayim, if you just see it and you don't get rid of it, you're chayav. My time with the Rabbi Akiva, what's the reason the Rabbi Akiva holds that just being Mekayim Kilayim is Loke, the Sanya, San Chalo Sizra Kilayim, Eli Ella Zoreya, Mekayim Minayin. How do you know? It's only if you plant it. How do you know if you just let it grow, you get lashes? Talmud Lomar, Kilayim San Chalo. We read the Pasuk even without the word Tizra. Lo Kilayim. You're not allowed to have Kilayim existing. And if you see Kilayim growing, you have to uproot it. And if you don't uproot it, you violate the love. Okay. Let's continue. Tanan, Mashkin Beis HaShalchin B'moed V'Shvius. We water a Beis HaShalchin, a field that does not just exist on rainwater. We water a Beis HaShalchin on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Bishlama Moed Mishim Tirchahu V'makom Pseidah Shaar Rabbanim. So, I understand that you can water a Beis HaShalchin on Chol HaMoed because it's a Tircha and because you're going to lose money. This opinion holds. So you're allowed to do this level of Tircha because if we don't, because you're going to lose it. Ella shvius bein lamanda amar mishum zareh bein lamanda mishum choresh, but shmita, if you hold watering it, is aser because of zareh choresh zriya v'charisha b'shvius mishari. You're not allowed to plant and plow in shmita. So amar abaye b'shvius bezman azeh. Abaye says we're talking about shmita nowadays. Shmita nowadays is only midrabanan. Since it's only midrabanan, so. And the only reason the rabbis instituted Shemitah nowadays is that people shouldn't forget about Shemitah, so says Rashi. Since it's only midrabanan, if you're going to lose money, the rabbis permitted you to water a Beis HaShalchin. V'Rebihi. This is going according to Rebbe, who says Shemitah b'zman hazeh d'rabanan. D'sanya. Rebbe Omer. V'zeh d'var HaShemitah Shamot. This is the halacha of Shemitah, so all debts are canceled during Shemitah. B'shnei Shemitah is a kaz medaber. We're talking about two Shemitahs. Acha Shemitah is karka. One of them is not to work the land. V'acha Shemitah is kesafim. And one of them is that all debts are canceled. B'zman shatam shamid karka. When Shemitah is doraisa, atam shamid kesafim. So then there's a Shemitah of money cancels the debt. So b'zman shiatam shamid karka. But if there is no Shemitah on the land, iatam shamid kesafim. So it sounds like there's a time that you're not going to observe Shemitah, which is nowadays that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is only midrabanan, and therefore the laws of Shemitah are only midrabanan. Rashi writes in Gittin, it's a drasha in Yerushalmi, Rebbe Darshan's Vezed Devar Shemitah Shamot. It's also Shemitah's Yovel and Shvius, they learn out. So, Shvius is only Noeg Bizman Shai Yovel Noeg, and nowadays that we don't have most of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, we don't observe Yovel Midrash, and therefore we don't observe Shemitah. That's the way Rebbe learns. And he further writes that Bizman Azeh, there's no Shemitah because there's no Kedushas Haaretz. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and he has a different pshat. Okay, we will have to go into this Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We will stop here, and we'll come back to this tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Great Shabbos, everybody. Have a great Shabbos.